local and regional media at the moment. Obviously, there's an issue with local and regional media. Some titles are closing. It's not a very happy story as far as job losses go, and advertising revenues are down. So we looked at doing Guardian Local as a way of doing local news differently. And I think you've just been starting out on your content strategy sort of lessons and course, if you like. And the strategy that I took really with Local was very much that we weren't going to just sort of feed down from the organisation sort of news and information. We were actually going to tap into the networks that had formed in three cities in the UK and see, you know, what coverage we could jointly do with people. So that was the sort of approach to it, but also as a strategic decision, I wanted to make it very much about accountability and particularly sort of what you call town hall accountability. So local councils, reporting local council meetings, these are all kind of bread and butter stuff, or were bread and butter stuff for local papers. They all used to have town hall reporters who would sit through council meetings. They had a very established way of doing it. And then over time, people have kind of thought, that's a bit boring, they don't want to do it anymore, which has left a bit of a sort of deficit, really, of local democracy and accountability. So having decided those sort of big strategic things, like you're deciding at the moment, the operational part of it was obviously recruiting people, training them with the right skills, and trying to approach it with a different sort of look at it. So one of the very first things we did was tweeting council meetings. And this doesn't sound very revolutionary now, I have to say, but 2 years ago, I mean, we were stopped in the council chamber from doing it at the time, and the council had to actually change its policy on communications in order that we could do that in the future. So things have moved very fast, and I think probably that's the message in general terms about media, and particularly online media and journalism. Things move incredibly fast. So moving on from that, the current sort of thing to be thinking about from my perspective is that sort of intersection between local and social and mobile. And mobile has to be a key part of any kind of strategy now. How to answer the need that we're all sitting here like this with our iPhones and Androids and whatever. That is what people do. So there isn't much point in having a great editorial strategy that doesn't take that activity into account in some way. I'm not suggesting you need to kind of develop great iPad apps or something, you know, but you have to make sure that you are able to be read on mobile devices. That's just a basic given now, and something that 3 years ago wouldn't have really factored in necessarily. So looking at that sort of, they call it low-so-mo or solo-mo or something. It's never going to catch on, but it's social mobile and
Local.
So you've got to think of it as a Venn diagram with those three things, and that intersection is actually where you exist. If you think about your activity, it is all three of those things. So why wouldn't your editorial activity also be that? So with that in mind, latest project that I've just started at The Guardian, we've run it now for 3 months into what's called beta development. Are you familiar with that term? Which means that you get invited people to come along and test it out, but it's not available yet to the public at large. And so this is called Notice. And as I say, it started out, the idea behind it is a community notice board for that solo-mo world, okay? So it's available on mobile, it's available on online, obviously, and it has to have social aspects built into it. So, I mean, I'm happy to give you a demo of it, if you like, because it's all a bit sort of behind closed doors at the moment. But the essential thing about it, the idea is that what's local to you, it depends on where you are, and I know it sounds stupid, but what's local to you at home could be a completely different place to what's local to you at uni or what's local to you when you go out with your friends. But they're all still important places. You can't draw a postcode necessarily round the places that incorporate those things. But you have an interest in them for different reasons at different times. So this technology that drives this community notice board basically knows, can sense where your location is and bring the content from that area to you. So it will tell you if anybody's posted any news in that area. It will tell you whether somebody's put an event on, there might be some gig on or something, and it'll tell you whether somebody's got something for sale. Now, it's all well and good, that's the technology part of it, and you know we're testing it out. Obviously, we've got to get people using it to make that a real experience. But it actually means that you could be as local as you want to be. You can set it to be like half a mile local or 20 miles local, or you can go somewhere else. You know, you can say, well, I'm in Birmingham, but I know I'm going to Dudley tonight. I want to see what's going on in Dudley. So that's the thinking behind it, because it seems daft, but if you think about it, the internet's not very good at giving you very local information. If you live in a big city, you get loads of information, but you probably have to go to lots of different sites to receive it. If you live in the rural areas, maybe nothing. Because somebody hasn't had the resource or time or effort to set up a sort of community blog or something like that. So by doing this, we're hoping that we can reach both sort of sets of people really in an easy way. So did you say that's working?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll show you what it looks like, and if you're interested, you can all sign up later. But we won't be releasing any more invites just yet. But.
And this is a Guardian Media Group.
Yeah, initiative.
Rather than a Guardian newspaper.
Yeah, I know there's a, sounds a bit of a double distinction, but there's two arms to the Guardian company. Okay. One is the kind of umbrella business company, it's Guardian Media Group, and then Guardian News Media is involved with the publishing side of the Guardian newspaper, the Observer newspaper. All the other kind of interests like Auto Trader, GMG Radio, Real Radio, Smooth, all those things sit in the other part of it. So has anybody got any questions on what I've said so far? I mean, does that sound realistic to you, that your life is kind of social and local and the rest of it? Or is that something like mumbo jumbo from California, but no.
Tomorrow I have to tweet that URL, notice.com.
Yeah, it goes to a holding page where you can sign up for an invite. Okay. Well, I'm obviously not in Netherby, so I'm going to reset my location. Yeah. Let's see if it finds me here, I think it might. No. I did this on the train, unfortunately.
It could be because it's on a behind the university firewall.
Hopefully not. No, it should be right now. Do you think it is because you're behind the firewall?
It might be because of the settings that they've got on the
really?
Might be worth trying Firefox and see if you get the same.
If you're into Google Plus, you might recognise that thing.
Chrome's already up. It has actually gone up. Yeah, try Chrome.
Is it okay just to pass that?
Yeah, just let's just log on to the website, the internet.
It doesn't
work.
Could plug my
iPad. Oh yeah, you've got 4 W's there.
Oh, sorry. Well spotted there. So how far have you all got with your content strategies?
We're working on
what are your key phrases? Shanza's doing social care in Solihull.
The first is fostering agencies in Solihull, and Nexus is a very prominent one. I've gone through it, and fostering versus adoption, what are the differences?
Is that from Google Insights for search, or just?
No, I had tried to search, but these terms are not over there, but definitely fostering parents, they would be interested in it, and fostering allowance. Fostering laws, because they would be definitely very interested in it, and types of fostering, because the short-term fostering and long-term fostering.
Okay, so already I can start to think of some article ideas or content ideas.
So you're aiming at people that want to adopt and foster?
Yes, and fostering children as well work. Why people, they go for fostering, why they should go for it.
Right.
And what are the effects, what can be the benefits for the children?
Right.
Like social work.
Yeah. Okay, so it's found us here within 5 miles of Corporation Street, which I think is probably right, isn't it?
Yeah.
There won't be a lot in here, and it'll be mostly for me, because obvious reasons, but you can see here you've got a map of things that have been put in here. So there's reports. It's back to the riots. There's events. And we can see this map in a bit of a bigger map. It can make it a bit easier. So those things, I mean, as I say, your people aren't using this really yet, so there isn't very much there, but you can get the idea that you'd be able to see whatever, you know, whatever has been put there, you can experience it. So, as well as having the map view, it's kind of a scrolling thing of the latest things that have been added in. Reports-wise, that's kind of news. And then there's events, like listings, things that are on. The 24 Carats Farmers Market, if you're interested in that. And the weather for today, in case you haven't looked outside today. There you go. Okay, so that's there you go. It's a nice picture, a jewel quarter there. It's a very simple idea. There's three things you can do. You can post news reports and share them. You can post events. You can post offers, like things for sale. Where it differs from kind of other things, are you all familiar with Foursquare? Foursquare is similarly a location-based application where it'll find your location, but you have to log into a place. So probably the university will be a location on Foursquare. But you couldn't randomly go in a field and say, I'm here. So the sort of difference between this is this can go anywhere. You don't have to be at a business premises. You can be walking down the street somewhere. And if there was things going on, you've posted some news. Other users can come along. They can say whether they find this a good thing. Let's say we think this is thrilling, don't we? The public meeting for the jewellery quarter. So we can vote on that. We can also vote to say if it's inaccurate, in our opinion. And we can also join in. So if you see this update and you thought, well, I've got a nice picture that goes with that, or a video, or I've got some further information, you can join in with this. So by doing that, this sort of social aspect means that this gives a possibility to collaborate on stories, which is something I'm very interested in as a journalist. I do quite a lot of live blogging, and I like to involve other people in it. And that's not as easy as it sounds, really. But if you've got a major event going on, or some, imagine the riots recently, if you had a lot of people using this who could all report around one location, what an amazing stream of coverage you'd eventually build up through that. So it's a tool for journalism, as well as being a community notice board, as well as having a sort of social aspect by all these community members. We've now got 13 pages, that are signing up to join in on our invitation are all starting to be able to connect with each other and sort of work with each other if they want to produce both news stories and just things generally. So it's all about the location. It's not about building up friend followers like Twitter and Facebook. You don't have to know the people that you're dealing with. You just have to know the location. So it just brings people together around that place. Imagine a football match where you could have everybody who was at the ground could contribute to one report on the football match, you know, a gig or something similar. So I know it's been said before that this is kind of like Foursquare. If Foursquare had been invented by a news organisation, this might be what they come up with, whereas Foursquare is more aimed at the business community, really. So there you go. You've got a little sneak preview there. There's only a couple of groups of people who've seen inside here so far, so if you want to actually use it, if you sign up, you'll be on the next set of invite lists. So you just sign up at notice.com and the O isn't zero.
How does it connect to? Because I know you've
the
got
buttons for Twitter. And everything.
I was going to say My Jewellery Quarter, which is a hyperlocal blog, effectively.
Yes.
So it's pulling content from that. How does it connect to
it's
Vos?
It's not pulling content.
All right.
He's using it to
test it
out with us. Okay. We had a bit of an internal discussion, and it's an ongoing internal discussion, really, about we could scrape a load of sites and throw them in here. We could scrape a load of the Guardian journalists and chuck it in there, and you know, you could discover it around your location. We're kind of avoiding doing that because we want it to be very much led by the users as to how it's used, what things they feel are important to share, and you know, it's their platform essentially. It's not a Guardian publishing platform. It's a platform for the community. So we're really trying to stay hands-off and not go around scraping everything into it, which would have been an easy option to populate it, but also a bit unfulfilling because I think you'd feel it was a bit mechanised and automated. Mm. There's generally two ways people go with this. You either automate really, really well, things like every block. You cannot get better kind of mechanical curation of material, if you like. It's not really curation, it's aggregation. And then you've got human curation. This goes down the human curation in quite a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was it's a difficult one to balance because it means that people, when they first sign into this, might find there's nothing in their area. And that's not a good user experience either. You know, you feel very lonely if you're the only person in the area and a bit tentative about posting in it. So you kind of go one way or the other, or maybe when we go live, we have to come up with some sort of mix. But at the moment, our invited people are doing quite a good job of getting in there.
Would you tell us a bit? You were saying outside about your kind of approach to this in terms of building it quickly, and you mentioned about seeing how people use it.
It
may be worth kind of explaining that.
It's quite a different way of working this. It's a very small team. There's myself, there's a developer, and there's our boss who keeps us all on track. I'm based in the northeast, the developer's based in Liverpool, and the boss is based in London. We get together probably every fortnight for a meeting, but other than that, we communicate using Google Docs and Skype and GChat. We have a virtual meeting every day, so it's not like we never hear. You know, we're working very closely together, but we just don't sit together. And we used a system called Agile, which has actually come from the software world. And it's also, I think it's also called Cascade or something. It's actually new to me, this way of working. I haven't done this before. But what you do is, usually when you manage a project, you have sort of critical pathways. If something fails, something else fails. The Agile method of working means that doesn't happen because you don't set any sort of critical pathways. You just set things that you have to achieve. They call it in a cascade. if something fails, you just take that bit out, move on to the next one, and it doesn't make the thing that's below it fail. So you're just constantly refining. You might have heard the expression they use in tech quite a lot is fail often and fail fast. And I think that is partly around this sort of agile way of working, because if something's rubbish, you don't bother sitting around trying to work it all out and get lots of people in the organisation to come and problem solve it. And you just say, do we really need it? And probably not. Let's chuck it out, move on. And so we've actually, this was a hack day project in somebody's mind 3 months ago and is now a working prototype, which is nearly ready to go proper public. That's a very tight, that's a very short time frame for a project for a big media organisation. As Paul will probably tell you, they usually take years. But yeah, I think local, it took a year to get it to launch. So to give you some comparison. So yeah, there you go. A bit of a different approach to the same problem. How do you get local news and information to people? Well, one way is using their mobile, but also what's the definition of local? What's the definition of news? All those questions you've got to kind of ask other people to get involved in it to answer. So hopefully, get the right people using it in the right way. This will be a very useful resource for anybody in whatever they consider their locality to be. I'd say it is UK-wide at the moment because it's easiest, but it is actually worldwide, so we can roll it into, it already works in every other country. It's just we haven't got any content there, there's a little bit in America. So the business behind this, if you're looking at business models for your journalism, obviously, it's quite a big problem with advertising. The approach we've taken to this is that you can have personal ads in here. You want to sell a bike, you want to advertise for somebody to come and help clean your car, I don't know. You can have all that for free. However, if you want to make your listing very specific to an area over a certain amount of time, have it at the top, make it appear differently, then you'll pay on a very simple proposition, which is at the moment pound a mile. Okay. The other revenue streams for it are around, it obviously opens up the opportunity for an advertising network, so a whole network of advertisers, not like display advertising, but a network could join into this. And the other way is through white labelling. And that means that the technology part of it is available for people to go and develop into other things. So it may be that there's kind of niche communities who would find this a very useful technology, but aren't into local news or whatever. They're into, somebody suggested to me the other day, dating, a niche dating thing. The technology, or stalking, but, a technology could be used for other things. So we can license that for them. Or maybe there's geographical places that want to white label it. So to have the technology under license, but not be contributing particularly to this. What we'd really like is lots of people who want to contribute to local news and information, but there's obviously a possibility for other sort of uses for it as well. So that's a really speedy run through. But if you've got any questions, either on that or on journalism in general, shoot.
What's your role in this project? What's your role?
My role in this is to help do the content strategy like you're doing now. Well, it's less content strategy, but the functionality strategy, I suppose. Like I want personally a really good live blogging tool. So if this can become that, that's fantastic. And also networking with my contacts and people like that to test it, to understand the use really it's going to be put to. One of the major uses for this, I think, is going to be community groups who haven't got the money to develop things, they haven't necessarily got the resource or time to create their own websites, but they can publicise their events, they can reach people locally, and that's all they need to do. They're not actually into kind of publishing as a publishing organisation. They need to reach people locally and know they've reached people locally, importantly. So I think understanding their needs and consulting and bringing those people in has been a big part of it as well. So that's kind of the community strategy part of it.
Okay.